But first, now former Arizona Senator Jeff Flake opted not to run for re-election in 2018. Disheartened by President Trump's actions and rhetoric in office, he wanted to push back, but his primary voters, he realized, did not. That hasn't stopped him from speaking out against the president's policies and what he sees as the GOP's role at this moment in history. In a recent op-ed, Flake wrote, quote, "My fellow Republicans, it is time to risk your careers in favor of your principles. Whether you believe the president deserves impeachment, you know he does not deserve re-election," end quote. And Jeff Flake joins us now. Senator, good morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So let's begin with where we're at this point in time. You even mentioned at a Texas Tribune event recently that you thought maybe with a secret ballot, up to 35 Republican senators would actually be in favor of impeachment. Before going down that road, though, do you think there is that strong, silent opposition to the president? And if so, why is it so silent?
Well, there's certainly no love for the president behind closed doors. When you get elected to the Senate, you aspire to do more than just approve the president's judges or his nominees. You want to legislate. You want to deliberate, and very little of that is going on. And all you're doing as a member of the Senate is answering questions about the president's latest tweet or his behavior. So, yeah, there's not a lot of love there, but there's a heck of a lot of fear. People know that one tweet can get you primaried or lose support.
When you talk about no love lost, it seems like there's a difference, though, between maybe not speaking up against the president and maybe going the extra step and maybe being effusive in your praise for the president. Is that, in your mind, just about not having him tweet about you or endorse a primary challenger?
Well, it's tough to go through a campaign, particularly in a state like Arizona, without, you know, taking a position, you know, whether you agree with the president's policies or condone his behavior. He will almost demand it along the way, and you'd at least be required to. And I knew that if I were to run for re-election and expect to have a chance, I would have to stand on the campaign stage with the president while, you know, he mocked my colleagues, while people shouted "lock her up," and I would have to be okay with that. And I just couldn't. And I hope that my colleagues will realize we can't have another 4 years of this if we want a party to come back to.
Now, you know, there are some who will say, who are listening to this now and may admire you, but say, well, Senator Flake, maybe Bob Corker, other examples, isn't it better to be in the arena fighting him there, or was it just not possible? Did you just think that since you weren't going to be reelected, it made, or at least it seemed that way, maybe it just made more sense to be outside? I guess I wonder, it's a tough criticism because you've decided to step into it, yep, as it is, but do you accept that at all or no?
Well, I mean, I'm not one who says, well, I left because I can have more influence on the outside. No, right. You have more influence when you're a senator. I would have liked to have served another term, but not at this cost. And right now, given the condition of the party, I mean, this is the president's party right now. I don't think it will always be. It can't be if we want a rational conservative party or a functioning party for very much longer. You just cannot drill down harder on the base and not appeal to a broader electorate and expect to be relevant in the future. And that's where we're going right now.
Do you have any measure of optimism that your former colleagues will heed your advice?
Well, you know, you don't know what will come out of this this process that the House has just begun. It would be my preference that the president is not impeached, that that he's defeated in the next election. I think that is better. That even if the president has committed impeachable offenses, there's no requirement that he be impeached. It may be the better course of action. But if additional information comes forward, there is an inflection point somewhere. And I think it is when my colleagues realize that the public has shifted, particularly Republicans, and it's better to move on. Then it will change. President Trump is popular, but he's only popular until he's not. And it could change quickly if more information comes out. I have to say that this information with the Ukraine situation is much different than what was there in the Mueller report.
So at the risk of asking a former Republican senator to weigh in on Democratic presidential politics, if your goal then is for the president not to be impeached but rather be defeated, I imagine you think there's a better chance of that happening with a Democrat running than someone like Bill Weld or Joe Walsh or someone else on the Republican side.
No doubt. And I hope that the Democratic Party will put someone forward who can appeal to the broader electorate. Obviously, there are many in that field that can, some not so much. So I do hope that they do. And this notion that a Republican can't support a Democrat or should never support a Democrat is just that's more of a recent phenomenon. We have a rich history of supporting people on the other side if we feel that they're a better candidate.
With Mark Brody, I'm Steve Goldstein. We're talking with former Senator Jeff Flake. Senator, let me ask you about whether it's possible to have an honest debate about these things. And the reason I ask, it comes out of the Ukraine situation or the impeachment inquiry, where President Trump or supporters get out and tweet, and then Representative Adam Schiff has been a target of criticism. President Trump said something about treason. And it's some of President Trump's supporters didn't seem to disagree with that a whole lot. Are we at a point where we can actually talk about ideas, or are we in a situation where we're in some sort of chasm where that's not possible?
It's very difficult to do now, and part of that goes to the president's approach, simply labeling the other side as the enemy rather than the loyal opposition. And sometimes, I didn't like the way Adam Schiff, he didn't need to use parody to talk about the gravity of that transcript. He could have used the words directly and should have. And so they give the president a little more license to do what he's done. But there's no excuse for the president of the United States to use the language that he has and to rile up people like he does. He thrives on chaos. And that's another thing. I think that this may well end up benefiting him if impeachment does go through, but not conviction.
So how has the view been since you left the Senate as far as what you see? Has it changed for you? There's a lot of talk over the years that we hear so much from the Beltway, whether it's from pundits or the TV folks or those in the Senate or the House. Have you seen, I don't want to say a different America, but has it helped your perspective? Has it given you more enlightenment?
Oh, likely so, but not appreciably so.
You're already enlightened.
No, I'm not trying to say that, but I tried not to drink any Kool-Aid when I was there. There's a different perspective that you get, but frankly, I feel the same about the president now as I did when he ran the first time. I just couldn't support his candidacy, and we all had hoped that there'd be some pivot when he gained the presidency, and that just hasn't come. In fact, it's he's gone the other direction. And so, I hope that that we can move beyond this. Like I said, it's vital to the party. You know, for whatever reason, in this country, we give ourselves two political parties, and they need to be both rational. And I'm not sure we have that right now.
Given the president's fairly consistent support from at least a segment of the Republican Party, I'm wondering what you think has to happen for the Republican Party to no longer be the party of Donald Trump.
Well, nothing focuses the mind like a big election loss. So I think if the president is defeated in the next election, that will be a time, particularly if he's defeated handily. Then people reevaluate and Republicans, hopefully it will stick this time, that Republicans would get back to the old autopsy that we did after the Mitt Romney loss and determine that we needed to appeal to a broader electorate because given the future and given demographics and whatnot, we've got to. So hopefully, that's one thing that will change it. Another is if additional evidence comes forward, and I don't think it's there yet. I think right now, if a vote were held today, there would be impeachment in the House, but not a conviction in the Senate. But there's going to be an investigation. There are lots of people testifying in the coming weeks and documents that will be gathered and more time for the president to respond and react in ways that may convince Republicans that that this is it. And, you know, you harken back to the old Watergate days, and Richard Nixon had support of the Republican Party until he didn't. And it happened quickly. And until the famous, you know, meeting between Goldwater and Rhodes and Nixon, when Goldwater said something like that, when he was asked if there was support in the Senate, he said, you know, you won't have support and you won't have mine, or something like that. And then that changes it quickly, obviously.
Former U.S. Senator from Arizona, Jeff Flake. Senator, thanks for squeezing us in today.
Hey, glad to do it.